Oops, I knocked over one of my Gundams. I knocked over my Charzaku 2. Put that back up. Oh, this guy's knocked over too. Okay, I think we're ready to finally do a show. It's 1930 UTC. The time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee and the chief kitty barf cleaner. Because, yeah, that's the first thing we got to do today on today's show. About, I don't know, when was that? It was about 2 hours ago. 2 hours ago, I woke up to the sound of my cat vomiting nearby. And I thought, oh no, poor baby. And then I rolled over and went back to sleep for another, about an hour. So, now we gotta grab some paper towels here. And we gotta clean up some kitty pukes and some kitty barfs. And here's my kitty right here. Hi, baby. Oh, look, yeah. What, are you feeling a little sick this morning? There's little kitty barfs over here. That's okay. You're a good kitty. Okay, so. We get this little pile. And there's always a, there we go. I was going to say, there's always a little secondary pile because it seems like the pattern of my cat throwing up is she goes blork, and then a few minutes later she has to go blork again just a few meters away. So, oh, there's my kitty. Hi, everything's cool. And so, yeah, here we go. Here's the secondary. And there, we're good. Oh, that's a poor baby. Yeah, he has a little puke this morning. That's okay. You're a good kitty. All right, so, well, that's the excitement for today. And now the cat's so happy. She's running around, following me around, saying, meow, meow, hi, hi, hi. Oh, who's a good baby? You're a good baby. It's okay. I think she was worried. She's like, oh, no, I puked on the floor again. That's okay. You're a good kitty. Pet my kitty up right there. And now that you're up here in the kitchen, I bet you want something like kitty water. Do you want some kitty waters? There you go. I just want you to do some meows. Say meow, baby meows. You want some kitty water? Who wants kitty water? All right, time to get the kitty water. So we picked the kitty cup off the floor. And it is 98% full, which means it's empty in cat logic. So we fill it up 100%. The water is all the way to the rim with only surface tension keeping the water in the cup. And we put that back down on the floor for the cat. And she starts drinking. In the meantime, we fill up this measuring cup full of kitty waters. Yeah, I'm going to put this kitty waters in your bowl, okay? Oh, now she's washing it. When she sees this cup, she knows, oh, the bowl is going to get refilled too. Is she following me? Or she, yeah. That's the other thing. Like, my cat won't walk through one. There's two doors to my kitchen. My cat won't walk through one of them. She has to take the long way around. I don't know why. It's very strange. So here we are in the kitty food room. Oh, I'm going to give you some kitty water. Pour the kitty water in the bowl, and apparently the kitty water in the bowl tastes better because the cat followed me down here, and now she's drinking water out of the bowl instead of drinking it out of the kitty cup in the kitchen. Oh, brother. So we make one more trip up to the kitchen to return the water, the kitty water's transfer cup. Holy crap. And we put that back on the kitchen counter. All right, so now that we've walked back and forth 4 or 5 times, which is good exercise, up and down the stairs. Oh, now we can come back in here. Oh, hi. Now she's sitting right here, standing right here. Hi. Hi, Peppa. Does this mean you want to do some kitty stuff on the blankie? Does this mean you want to be dubious blanket kitty? Yes, you like dubious. Well, no, apparently not. Now she's walking back into the bathroom. I think she's just happy that she has fresh water and the kitty puke got cleaned up. She's just happy. Just oh, happy to be a kitty. That's good. So now I can sit down here. Oh. And now we can do some serious business here on the Dubious Goals Committee, now that we're 6 minutes in. Oh, it's good. Some of the serious business I always need to take care of is drinking tea. One of my one true skills in life, the ability to drink tea. Oh, that's good. Whew, I needed that. All right, so hey, Pippa, look, there's a little bug in here flying around. No, she's not even looking over in this direction. All right, well, that'll be fun for later. She'll find that bug and we'll have some fun bug chases and stuff. All right, the first thing we need to do is we sit down in front of the TV here and we need to find out when the game is on. Because I like football, and I have to watch a lot of football, and blah, blah, blah. Oh, okay, so it's not on for another... What time is it now? Oh, I've got a little bit more than an hour and a half. Sweet. But there is a game on right now. College women's soccer. This isn't even a live game. From November 4th, 2018, in Westfield, Indiana. Westfield, Indiana? What school is in Westfield, Indiana? What's in Indiana? I don't know. Oh, well, I'm watching the game now. And it's Minnesota versus Penn State. Taking place in Westfield, Indiana. So either the University of Minnesota is in Indiana, which I don't think so, just due to the name Minnesota, or Penn State University is in Indiana, which I also didn't think would be quite right due to the name alone. Wow, look at that field. That's a real nice field. I am something of a connoisseur of football pitches, and this one is fantastic. It's English style. It's crowned slightly. Very nice, very nice. It's actual grass. Wow, I wish we had something that good here. Huh. But I digress. Oh, yeah, this is the Big Ten college tournament for ladies. Nebraska was beaten by Minnesota. Minnesota is the Golden Gophers. So if you're wondering who I'm rooting for in this team, in this game, it's obviously Minnesota. Minnesota, the Golden Gophers. One of the greatest mascot names ever. Might as well just call it the Golden Marmots, because that's their actual mascot. It's this marmot sticking his head out of a hole. It's pretty cool. I love everything about the Golden Gophers, and I hate everything about Penn State. Penn State, you know, that school that was always bragging about how great it was, and then it turns out it was just a giant farm for pedophiles to rape children in the football program, etc., etc. You remember that. Turns out their legendary coach, I'm not going to name any names, but you know who I'm talking about. Oh, such a scandal. Oh, our legend turned out to be a real piece of crap. Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. And we should never let them forget it. But, you know, maybe we should have mercy. Maybe we don't have to be a complete toolbox at all times. Yeah, we do. What am I talking about? All right, so I'm going up the TV schedule, looking at stuff here. Ooh, The Great Escape is on. Like, I need to see that again. For the 8 millionth time. Blah, blah, blah. What am I looking for? We already found the game, right? Oh, yeah. And there's another game on. This is the game we got to be watching. Ooh, but Galaxy Quest is also on. No, we're not watching Galaxy Quest. We got to watch this other game. We got to watch what's on Channel 216, which is a U20 World Cup game. Da-dun-da-dun, between Italy and Mali. Jeez. Kind of want Mali to do good here. Come on, Mali. Let's rock. The score is 0-0, and it's only about 12 minutes into this game. Now, see, your basic... Oh, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. Basically, what I'm trying to say here is that... Oh my God. How did that just happen? I was just about to say, you know, what's the word I'm looking for here? What's the phrase I'm looking for here? Traditionally speaking, you would think Italy... Oh, Jesus, that's just horrid. You'd think Italy would destroy these guys, but Mali's kind of good, and I hope they do really good, but they just scored a own goal, a really bad one, from an Italian corner kick. They put it in, it bounces off one guy. The other guy, Kone even, I know that guy. Puts his foot in it, drives the ball right into his own net. Yeah, maybe I should stop watching. Did I curse this game? Did I curse this team? Did I curse Mali by watching their game? Did I affect the experiment by witnessing it? Oh my God, am I really Erwin Schrödinger? Or Schrödinger, depending on where you were brought up in this world. Wow. So... maybe I shouldn't be watching football at all. Am I bringing a curse upon the team that I want to win? And I got to check one more thing here. I got to check one more thing. It's Friday, so you need to be checking your local listings for TCM's Underground Movies tonight. What do we have? Oh, look, The Magnificent Ambersons is on tonight. Didn't we just watch that like 3 weeks ago? And then On Moonlight Bay. God, Doris Day. Oh, wow. We got some weird crap on here tonight. Nothing that I'm really into, but, you know, I might check it out at some point. So what are we doing? What are we doing today? Well, I kind of have a free day here. I don't think I have to do anything today. Why am I so tired? Oh, I don't know. I kind of slept okay. Oh, but it's been hot and humid and weird and blah, 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 so... my energy level, everything is kind of weird. It's kind of weird. It's hot, it's humid. Oh, I feel sluggish. What do I need to be doing today? I don't need to go to the store, do I? Well, do I have any food? I'm just now thinking of this. Do I have any food? I don't know. Actually, I do have food, but it's all hot food. And I don't know if I feel like making hot food today. I don't want to heat up my kitchen and get everything hot in here. So I'm gonna sit here like a slug, doing sluggy business. All right. What the hell's going on? Did you hear that? My cat, she's sitting over there. She almost started playing percussion. There she goes again. Can you hear that? I'm too far away. I'm probably about 2 meters away, but my cat is playing with one of her toys that has a rattle in it. So it's like these lovely maraca sounds coming from over there. Who's a kitty? Who's a kitty who wants to be in my band? Oh, that's so nice. Band kitty needs to be in my band. So what are we doing? Are we still playing? Wasn't a red card. Oh man, they need me calling this game. That was barely even a foul. Jeez, still got 9 minutes. I can't do math. 6 minutes left to do. Oh, this is interesting. Oh, you like to be in the basket, having fun. Cat's just sitting in a laundry basket, just not doing anything, just sitting there, looking around, going, "I'm in the basket. Woohoo!" Cats. That's pretty good. And yeah, when I say, oh, that's pretty good, I'm not remarking upon my own skill in playing a musical instrument or anything of that nature. I was just commenting on the intonation of my cigar box guitar. I'm kind of, should I be shocked? Should I be surprised at how good the intonation on that thing actually is? Or should I be amazed? You know, should I be amazed that something that, you know, has no right angles, has no measurements, has nothing straight on it, nothing is... How is it possible that the intonation came out so well? Well, There is the Tobe factor. We're forgetting that. So I guess that's probably a big part of it. And it occurred to me that, and this might seem like a non sequitur to you, but it occurs to me that, they might not be ready yet. I'm trying to do time conversions in my head. I got a lot of World Cups going on. One of which is the Cricket World Cup. And I'm trying to think if today's highlights would be posted yet. I don't get any of the games on TV. I can't watch any of the games live. And so I have to wait until they get over and then watch the highlights. And so, let's see, what time is it now? So what time is it in England? The Cricket World Cup is taking place in England and Wales this year. We're getting close. The games are probably over. But it might take a while before anybody edits up the video and puts anything on the internetos. Yeah, and I'm not seeing anything at this point. So, although, here's some highlights from Barcelona's 2009 Champions League title. Why is this? Ooh, what the hell is wrong? I just put my glasses on. What the hell is wrong with my glasses? Oh my god. I need to wash my glasses. Desperately. I put on my glasses and the lens over my right eye is so occluded that, I don't know, I thought I went blind there for a second or something. So yeah, I gotta wash my glasses, but I can wait for it exactly 1 minute right now to wash my glasses. Wait until the show's over. So, what else we got going on today? I think we covered this already. Nothing is going on today for me. Although, I might go to the grocery store. Maybe they'll have some waffles. Maybe they'll have some sausages. Maybe the great breakfast shortage of 2019 will finally have been over. I don't need this to last all summer, but why do I get the feeling it will? Why do I know? Why do I just get that feeling? Why? Because I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Stay tuned for Something Blue with Harry Larry coming up next right after this. And, I'll talk to you tomorrow or the next day whenever you tune in.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.